peti
utjecajni faktor
is deism.
Je deizam.
You might say, how did deism get to be a contextual factor in Adventist theology?
Vi se možete upitati kako to da je deizam postao utjecajan faktor u kontekstu nastajanja adventističke teologije.
These people don't even believe in supernatural revelation or miracles.
Pa ti ljudi uopšte ne veruju u natprirodno otkrivenje niti u čuda.
They're humanistic.
Oni su humanistički raspoloženi.
I'll tell you how it got into Adventist theology.
Ja ću vam sada opisati kako je njihov uticaj prodro u adventističku teologiju.
Do you understand the term deism?
Da li vi znate definiciju toga pojma deizam?
God created the earth.
Bog je stvorio svet.
And then went off somewhere in the universe to do something else.
I onda otišao na godišnji odmor.
He doesn't give supernatural revelation.
Nije dakle bilo nikakvog nadprirodnog otkrivenja.
No miracles.
Nije bilo čuda.
He doesn't answer prayer.
On ne odgovara na naše molitve.
He's creator.
On je stvoritelj.
Very logical.
What?
He's very logical.
To je sve logički stavljeno.
He made the earth like a clock.
On je napravio zemlju kao što je majstor napravio sat.
It operates according to natural law.
On deluje u skladu sa zakonima tehnologije.
God made the clock in order to operate by natural law and then he went away and just left it run.
I Bog je napravio sličan sat u svemiru, podvrgao ga prirodnim zakonima i onda otišao.
William Miller was a deist.
William Miller je bio deista.
Who was converted back to Christianity when he was about 30 something years of age.
On se vratio natrag, obratio se u hrišćanstvo ponovo kada je bio negde 30. Godina.
He was not a charismatic preacher, but he was a logical preacher.
On nije bio propovednik karizmatske prirode, nego je privlačio svojom logikom.
And I would like to suggest that deism is very strong in Adventism today.
Ja bih nagovestio da je deizam i danas veoma prisutan u adventističkim krugovima.
Not in its secular or humanistic aspects.
Ne u svom sekularnom ili humanističkom aspektu.
But in our approach to evangelism.
Već u našem pristupu evangelizaciji.
When I say somebody knows the truth,
kada ja kažem da neko zna istinu,
what do I mean as an Adventist?
Šta ja to kao adventista mislim?
He has an intellectual understanding.
On ima intelektualno znanje, razumevanje.
Of the 27 fundamental beliefs.
27 osnovnih verovanja on zna, poznaje, razume.
Intellectual understanding.
Ali intelektualno ih razume, razumom.
Whereas maybe in the Bible knowing the truth is much more of the entire person.
Ali u Bibliji ima mnogo više nego što je razumevanje, jer Biblija obuhvata celokupnu ličnost.
The heart,
srce,
as well as the mind.
Isto tako kao i razum.
But too often,
ali vrlo često,
as Adventists, we've only aimed at the mind.
Kao adventisti mi ciljamo prvenstveno na razum.
At the age of 19, when I became an Adventist from agnosticism,
kada sam ja u 19. Godini starosti postao adventista,
nobody ever asked me if I loved Jesus when I joined the church.
Niko me nije upitao da li ja volim Isusa kada sam se pridružio crkvi.
They asked me if I understood the Sabbath.
Oni su me pitali da li razumem pitanje subote.
And the doctrines.
I druge doktrine.
And I didn't love Jesus.
A ja i nisam volio Isusa.
And 8 years later I resigned from the Adventist ministry. 8 years later I would resign from the Adventist ministry.
I 8 godina posle toga ja sam odustao od adventističke propovedničke službe.
And for 6 years I will wander in a very far country.
I 6 godina sam lutao u dalekim zemljama.
Before I became a Christian.
Pre nego što sam postao hrišćanin.
You'll hear more maybe about this later.
Možda ćete o tome više čuti kasnije.
But I was an Adventist for 14 years before I became a Christian.
Ja sam bio adventista 14 godina pre nego što sam postao hrišćanin.
And for several of those years an Adventist minister.
A za mnoge među vama Molim? I don't understand what you said. Šta si rekao?
Oh, ja. Okay. Ja. Yeah, I was,
ja nije bio hrišćanin, a bio je adventistički propovednik.
Da. Anyway, too often we have looked at religion as an intellectual change in belief.
Vrlo često mi na religiju gledamo kao na neku intelektualnu promenu u verovanjima.
Do you understand the doctrines?
Da li razumemo doktrine?
Lastly,
i poslednje,
two influences that I will combine into one.
A dva uticaja su se složila, pretvorila u jedan.
Baconianism?
Baconianism.
Or and common sense philosophy.
I filozofija zdravog razuma.
Well, what do I mean by these terms?
A šta znače ovi termini?
These movements were very strong in the early 19th century.
Ovi pokreti su bili veoma snažni u prvom delu 19. veka.
Baconianism is merely the scientific method.
A baconianizam jednostavno je naučni pristup.
And applied to the Bible?
Kada se primeni na Bibliju.
What does it mean?
Šta to znači?
If you gather all the evidence,
kada prikupite sve dokaze,
all the Bible texts on a topic,
sve biblijske tekstove koji govore o određenoj temi,
if you scientifically gather them,
kada ih na naučan način prikupite,
and you put them one place and you analyze them,
stavite ih na jedno mesto pa ih onda izanalizirate,
you will have the truth.
Onda ćete upoznati istinu.
So a scientific approach to the study of the Bible.
To je dakle taj naučni pristup proučavanju Biblije.
And without saying much about common sense philosophy,
da ne bih rekao suviše o ovoj filozofiji zdravog razuma,
I'll just say one thing.
Ja ću reći samo jednu stvar.
That even lay people can understand the Bible.
Da čak i laici mogu da razumeju Bibliju.
You don't have to be a professional philosopher or a professional theologian.
Ne treba da budete profesionalni filozof ili teolog.
And I suppose that's important.
Ja, a oni smatraju da je to važno.
After all, none of our early leaders had any theological training.
U stvari, nijedan od naših prvobitnih pionira nije imao neko teološko obrazovanje.
That doesn't mean they were ignorant.
What?
Does not mean they were ignorant.
To nije značilo da su bili neznalice.
But rather that they didn't have a degree.
Već nisu imali titulu.
Now, those background factors are important.
Ovi faktori koji su iz pozadine uticali na adventizam su veoma važni.
Those are intellectual factors.
Ima tih intelektualnih faktora.
But there will also be a cultural factor that cannot be that must be understood to some extent.
Međutim, osim njih moramo uključiti i neke kulturne faktore koji se moraju uzeti u obzir.
And that is the second great awakening.
A to je taj veliko, drugo veliko probuđenje.
Well, what was the second great awakening?
Kako je to bilo drugo veliko probuđenje?
It was a tremendous revival.
To je bilo jedno obnovljenje hrišćanstva.
That
to
went across the North American continent.
Koje je zahvatilo celokupni kontinent Severne Amerike.
From the middle of the 1790s.
Tamo negde od sredine 90-ih godina 18. veka.
Up through about the year 1840.
Sve tamo negde do 1840.
It was the most powerful religious revival ever to come to North America.
To je bio najsnažnije versko probuđenje koje ikada zahvatilo Ameriku.
And it did more than anything else to make the American North America a Christian place.
I ono je doprinjelo više nego bilo šta drugo da Amerika postane zemlja hrišćana.
Now that, this was not just a religious revival, it was a social revival.
Međutim, ovo nije bilo samo versko probuđenje, nego i probuđenje na području društvenih odnosa.
To do away with all social injustice.
Trebalo je da se ukloni svaka društvena nepravda.
To do away with slavery.
Da se ukloni ropstvo.
To end all war.
Da se završe svi ratovi.
There were literally hundreds and hundreds of reform societies.
Bilo je na stotine takvih reformističkih društava.
They even had the American Vegetarian Society.
Čak su osnovali američko vegetarijansko društvo.
What was all this perfection for?
Zašto je sve ovo bilo? Čemu je služilo?
I can tell you what it was for.
Ja ću vam reći.
To bring in the millennium.
Da bi se nagovestilo, da bi se napravio uvod u mileniju.
To make the world better and better and better.
Da bi svet postajao sve bolji i bolji i bolji.
Until the kingdom of God started on earth.
Sve dok Božje carstvo ne započne na zemlji.
The great evangelist of the day,
veliki evangelista toga vremena,
said the millennium, he said it's in 1837,
rekao je to 837. godine.
The millennium can begin in 3 years.
Milenijum možda počne za 3 godine.
If the churches will do their part.
Ukoliko crkva bude obavila svoj deo posla.
Make a perfect society.
Da društvo učini savršenim.
And have people who are achieving spiritual perfection.
I ako učini da vernici dostignu duhovno savršenstvo.
Now something you must recognize.
I nešto moramo prepoznati.
In this theology.
U ovoj teolozi.
The millennium comes first.
A milenijum u ovoj teologiji dolazi na prvo mesto.
And it lasts for 1,000 years.
Traje naravno 1,000 godina.
And Christ comes at the end.
I Hristos dolazi na kraju milenijuma.
It's called post-millennialism.
To je taj post-millennialism.
It's into this millennial context that William Miller will come.
Upravo u taj kontekst post-millennializma dolazi i Miller.
And he's saying the same thing.
I on govori to isto.
The millennium is ready to begin.
Milenijum je upravo spreman da započne.
You're just wrong on one small point.
Samo na nečemu se varate.
Christ is not coming at the end of the millennium.
Hristos neće doći na kraju milenijuma.
He's becoming at the beginning.
Već će doći na početku milenijuma.
And that's the radical nature. This is pre-millennial.
I to je ta radikalna promjena. Ovo je dakle pre-millennialism.
The time was right for millennial preaching.
Dakle, vreme je bilo zrelo za nagoveštavanje milenijuma.
But Miller was radical in the sense that he said Jesus is not coming in 1,000 years, Jesus is coming now.
Ali Miller je bio radikalan u onom delu svoga učenja kada je rekao Hristos neće doći tek za 1,000 godina, on će doći sad.
About the year 1843.
Negde tamo godine 1843.
And so Miller's preaching found a very easy acceptance.
I ono što je Miller propovedao bilo je veoma lako da se prihvati.
Because he was preaching Millerism. Millennialism.
Jer i on je propovedao milenijanizam.
And people by the tens of thousands will come to easily believe his preaching.
I desetine hiljada ljudi su veoma lako prihvatale njegovo propovedanje.
Maybe up to 500,000 people out of a population of maybe 16 million.
Može biti negde oko 500,000 ljudi u jednom narodu koji u to doba brojao oko 60 miliona.
And that brings us to the topic of Millerism.
I to nas sada dovodi do tematike o Millerizmu.
We've taken a look at one topic.
Mi ćemo pogledati ovu tematiku.
And that topic is the contextual intellectual context, the theological context.
To je intelektualni kontekst pojave milenijuma.
And we've looked at 6 factors.
Mi smo pogledali i ovih 6 faktora.
Anabaptism.
Anabaptizam.
Restorationism.
Obnoviteljski pokret.
Methodism.
Metodizam.
Puritanism.
puritanizam,
deism,
deizam,
and Baconianism and common sense philosophy.
I Baconianizam ili filozofija zdravog razuma.
Is there any questions on that topic?
Ima li neko pitanje u vezi sa ovom tematikom? Reci, pa ćemo napraviti kasnije. Razlika je u milenijalizmu. What's the difference between the fifth and the sixth factory?
The fifth and the sixth?
Yeah, because the philosophy of common sense is also thinking intellectually. Speaking to the intellect.
For our purposes...
And it's the same as deism.
Yeah. No. There were two different movements.
To su bila dva različita pokreta.
I could explain the history of each movement and what each one was reacting to and what each one believed, but for our purposes, I don't want to take the time.
Ja bih mogao objašnjavati verovanja i postavke oba ova pokreta, svakoga posebno, ali to za u ovom našem kontekstu nije potrebno.
Because
neću da gubim vreme.
It won't help us understand this topic better.
Jer neće nam pomoći da bolje našu tematiku razumemo.
I will only answer those questions in the public classroom that are really going to make a difference to our understanding of Adventist theology.
Da, ja ću odgovarati samo na ona pitanja u kontekstu mog izlaganja koja će nam pomoći da bolje shvatimo adventističku teologiju.
And so many questions will come up that are very good questions, which I will choose not to answer because of the shortness of the time.
Da, pojavit će se mnoštvo pitanja za koja smatram da su veoma dobra pitanja, ali na koja neću odgovoriti zbog kratkoće vremena.
And because I'd have to bring in a lot of information and names that I don't particularly care if you know or don't know it for the purposes of this class.
Da, da vam dam mnoštvo informacija povezano sa imenima za koja uopšte ne znam da li su vam poznat.
I could talk about David Hume and Immanuel Kant and the reason that some of these movements came up, but that's not going to help you understand Adventist theology.
O Humeu, o Kantu, o razumu, razlozima zašto se pojavili tako dalje.
So you will find in this class, this is a very fast moving class that covers a very vast amount of material.
Dakle, kao što vidite, ovo moje izlaganje je jedan veoma brz proces u kojemu ja moram da objasnim veliko obilje materijala.
And in the United States this course comes at the end of 7 years of theological study.
A u Sjedinjenim Državama upravo ovaj kurs održava se na kraju sedmogodišnjeg teološkog obrazovanja.
And ties it all together.
I on na neki način prikuplja sve u jednu celinu.
So it touches almost, by the time we get finished, we will touch almost every other theological topic of interest to Adventism.
I ja mislim sve do kraja, kada budemo završili, mi ćemo dodirnuti svako teološko pitanje koje je interesantno u okviru Adventizma.
But you will see that I focus in on those things which are central to the development of Adventist theology.
Ali kao što vidite, ja se usmeravam na ona pitanja koja imaju centralnu ulogu u našoj teologiji.